This is the front line in America's continuing battle over how it remembers its own painful past. It's the middle of the night and two groups confront each other at the base of a statue. It's of a man, arm outstretched, surveying the city. Jefferson Davis was the Confederate president during the Civil War and one of the most unashamed defenders of slavery. The city says the monument has to come down. Defenders of this statue and other Confederate monuments across the U.S. say that's just causing unnecessary division by opening up the wounds of 150 years ago.
It's a desire to destroy a certain kind of culture. I've called it cultural cannibalism. They're destroying a piece of American and Southern culture. We took a city that was calm and peaceful and turned it into all of this, where we're spending police money to guard, you know, two groups fighting for a statue.
But for some, this is a much-needed confrontation.
When these statues were put up by these white supremacists, we were not consulted. Black people were not consulted at all.
Malcolm Suber, an activist who for years has been calling for the monuments to be torn down, feels this is one of the most important steps America needs to take to bring about racial equality.
We know that we come out of a brutal history of kidnap and slavery and genocide in this country. And so we have to reckon with that history and admit those things occurred in the past and that we should not be venerating people who participated in that slaughter and that genocide.
Malcolm Suber thinks it's not just about what is commemorated in this city, but also about what's not.
Well, here in the French Quarter of New Orleans, there are tourists passing the street I'm on in their droves, but they're walking past something which looks nondescript. But this was the original facade of the St. Louis Hotel, where 6 days a week, men, women, and children were sold into slavery. But there is nothing on this building to mark that that happened here.
And that goes for many places, people, and events here associated with slavery, civil rights, and African-American history. Back at the nighttime protests at the monument of Confederate President Jefferson Davis, some of those wanting the monuments to stay said it was a matter of preserving history.
These people were good people. They lived and died for a reason, you know, and why should we just forget it? Why?
But for some, it was for the defense of the institution of slavery.
Okay, but they're wrong.
What is really the big story here tonight is the youth standing behind us who are convinced that these good people are all neo-Nazis and that we're all racist and they've been screaming at us all night. And they have no clue about history or anything that's happened. And it's a problem.
This whole Diet South thing is very, very dangerous.
But to this day in Louisiana, the way you learn about Civil War history and slavery varies wildly depending on what school you go to.
Racism isn't blatantly taught.
We went to a school in the city that's unique in the way it draws on pupils from right across ethnic and economic backgrounds.
The statues are more than just a reminder of the history, it's a glorification.
And the students told us that coming together, they realized their experiences of learning history at their previous schools and at home were very different.
How much of the slave history did you learn? If you had white teachers, you didn't really learn too much because they didn't want to feel uncomfortable in the class. So if you had black teachers, you learned a lot because it's black kids and black teachers. But if it was white teachers with white students, you might not have got so much information.
If you were constantly told the great old glory stories of how it used to be, it kind of comes embedded in you.
The majority black council here says a few Confederate monuments have to be taken down to help shape a narrative that's more honest about this country's past. But the anger it's caused shows just how hard that'll be to do, here and right across America's South.